NYC Police Commissioner, violent mob is bent solely on taking advantage of a moment in American history. By Hannah Blow on May 31, 2020. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea released a statement Sunday to members of the New York City Police Department, NYPD, following another night of violent protests, praising them for continuing to face ongoing danger, disrespect, and denigration. He also took the opportunity to blast the rioters as a mob bent solely on taking advantage of a moment in American history, to co-opt the cause of equality that we all must uphold, to intentionally inflict chaos, mayhem, and injury just for the sake of doing so. Violence erupted again in New York City and in several cities across the country as rioters rage over what they claim is racial injustice and police brutality, sparked by the death of George Floyd. Shea released a word of encouragement to members of the force as authorities in several cities across the nation anticipate another night of violent protests. What you've endured these last couple of days and nights, like much of 2020, so far, was unprecedented. In no small way, I want you to know that I'm extremely proud of the way you've comported yourselves in the face of such persistent danger, disrespect, and denigration, he said in a statement addressed to members of the NYPD, chastising the nature of the protests. What we saw in New York City last night and the night before was not about peaceful protest of any kind. It was not about civil disobedience. It was not about demonstrating against police brutality. Shea continued, describing the protesters as a mob bent solely on taking advantage of a moment in American history, to co-opt the cause of equality that we all must uphold, to intentionally inflict chaos, mayhem, and injury just for the sake of doing so. The willful destruction of property will never be a legitimate expression of outrage with injustice. It is, itself, injustice. And no attempt at justification, on television, in newspaper columns, or on social media, will ever, ever make it otherwise, he continued. Shea added. I only wish that those who castigate you from afar had the first-hand experience of being a New York City cop for just one evening. You and I both know that perspectives, opinions, and outlooks would drastically be changed as a result. Thank you for standing up for the rule of law. Thank you for upholding the oath all of you swore when you became protectors of this great city. And thank you for what you continue to do as each new day appears. Please keep watching out for one another, and always be safe. New York City experienced another night of violent riots on Saturday as protesters climbed on top of NYPD squad vehicles and lit them on fire in Union Square. On Friday night, a woman allegedly threw a Molotov cocktail at a NYPD vehicle with several officers inside. She has since been charged with four counts of attempted murder as well as attempted arson, assault, reckless endangerment and criminal possession of a weapon, per WABC. Intense images and video on social media show clashes between demonstrators and NYPD squad vehicles, as the driver of one vehicle's pushed through a crowd in Brooklyn, an action that sparked further outrage among rioters. However, the videos also show protesters violently swarming and throwing objects at the NYPD vehicles, one of which appeared to have a broken windshield. Mayor Bill de Blasio on Saturday stated it is inappropriate for protesters to surround a police vehicle and threaten police officers. That's wrong on its face, and that hasn't happened in the history of protests in this city, de Blasio said at the Brooklyn press conference. I've been watching protests for decades. People don't do that. And so it's clear that a different element has come into play here who are trying to hurt police officers and trying to damage their vehicles, the mayor added.